fathers and daughters, it's a special relationship. It's a different relationship, and it's a relationship that many homes are missing today. We're going to talk about fathers and daughters.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and I love my dad. I think my dad was a great dad, was the baby of the family, so never really grew up with too many girls around. He has one sister older, was more like a mom to him. But something he did just made us, me and my sister, always feel like princesses. So every time I think of dad, it's always a good thing.
So do you think that your dad came up with that, thought through that, or do you think your awesome mom helped orchestrate it?
Probably a little bit of both. My dad does think through things quite a bit, but then my mom's such a good help, too. I don't know. They're just an interesting breed of people.
Well, we're going to leave that right there.
Right.
They are awesome. I love your parents. I grew up in a home where my mom died, so it was my dad and boys. And yes, it was a different home. And that means Christmas lasted about an hour and Thanksgiving was takeout or whatever. It was just different. That means the formal dining room furniture was moved out and we put a wait set in there. And it was hilarious. And then I get married to Rosemary, and about, I think it's 9 years into the marriage, we have our first child, and it's a daughter, and I'm terrified. Terrified.
There it is, folks. You heard it straight from his mouth.
Yes, and so I remember with Rosemary saying, you know, I have no clue what to do with her. And Rosemary really guided me through the fathering of a daughter. Couple of great books. Gene Lush came out with a great book on fathers and daughters, and Dobson did a lot of speaking on fathers and daughters, and I was just kind of soaking it in. But I think my resource was Rosemary and her just helping me understand that sons and daughters are different. Our second child's a son. And when I was in graduate school, before you were born, we were kind of taught that the genders are the same and it's culture and sociology that changes them, you change them. And then I have a daughter who's carrying a doll around everywhere while she's growing up. I have a son who's in the backyard making sticks into guns and shooting from behind trees that would have never occurred to my daughter. And I realized, you know what, we really are fearfully, awesomely, and individually made, as the Bible says. Each one of us is unique, and each gender is unique. And when God said it's not good for man to live alone, he didn't give him another man. He gave him he complimented him with someone who is very different in Eve. Our daughters are different, and one of the challenges that we face in our culture today is father absence. There's such a strong father absence. In fact, one of the research pieces says, if there's not a son in the home at all, there's a higher propensity, higher percentage of dads divorce or leave, that it is a son that holds him there. I don't know
too
what
too much
that,
estrogen or something.
Well, I think he doesn't know what to do with her. Yeah. And we do need some help. And there was a time in a culture when, you know, your aunt and uncle lived down the street and they'd walk down and help you. But I do think that there's a huge need for dads to realize they've got to engage their daughter and they're having a monstrous impact on her future. It's big.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have boys' homes and girls' homes here at Sheridan House Family Ministries, and people can find out about it at shfm.org. But what are the differences between these homes? Because...
Well, notice that they're not on the same campus for that.
Okay. Yes. They're on different campus. How far away are they?
4 miles.
Okay.
There's the 60-acre boys campus, and then 4 miles south there is the girls campus. They're totally different, and the reason they're not on the same is because little boys don't function like little boys when there's girls there. You know, when the girls aren't here, the boys, these 12 and 13-year-olds become boys again. The girls arrive here different than that. And the girls, it's much more of an intense property. Unfortunately, many of our girls arrive here sexually active already at 12 and 13 years old, and helping them come back to their childhood and helping them get past some of the things that they've done or have been done to them because they're looking for love in all the wrong places. And maybe they're missing dad at home, or maybe dad's there and it's not a good situation, or a stepdad that's a really bad situation. And she just wants to be loved and learns that she has something to trade for what she would translate as love. It's not. It's somebody using her. But it's just much, much more intense. It's much more emotionally intense. And the needs, the verbal and the emotional needs here on the surface to be much greater.
Now, I've walked through one of the boys' homes here, and you guys have all the chores and the structure and all that stuff. That also is the same for the girls'
home, right? It's the same in the girls' home. That part is the same. Boys' homes here are four boys' bedrooms, three beds to a bedroom, and boys are all on a team getting things done, and one big, big bathroom with three showers and three sinks and three everythings. Girls' home, there's two girls to a bedroom. Each bedroom has its own bathroom.
Oh.
I don't know what your gender does in there, but you seem to take longer in there.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
Okay. But it's different. And again, the emotion is different. And so we're trying to help these little girls become little girls, and we're trying to make a pivotal person in that home the house father. Every home has a house father, and the house father to the girls is fulfilling an amazing role in doing a job of pointing. They call him Pop. They all call him Pop in the girls' homes, and a different house father in each home. And as they're calling him Pop, they also being pointed towards God as their father. Mm-hmm. That's the reason we actually call him Pop and really want to pursue pointing them towards the fact that you do have a father. You're not fatherless. He is a father to the fatherless, it actually says in Isaiah. So we want to point them in that direction. But those of us that do have daughters need to understand with our daughters, we're impacting so much of their future by the way we handle them and the way we find venues to be with them. And maybe she's not athletic. Maybe that's not her. Because in our world today, you arrive at school as a little girl and you're either beautiful or you're athletic. Mm-hmm. And there's a real hard, it's difficult for a girl to find her way that's not in one of those categories, nor should she be questing for one of those categories. I'm unique and I'm special. And she needs to learn she's special without performance. She doesn't have to perform to be special and valuable and loved.
Mm-hmm. Now, there is also, you know, the dads that are very manly dads and they ended up having only girls and they end up teaching them things that are, you know, shooting guns and picking up insects and stuff like that.
I think that's cool. That's okay. That's him. And God knew he was placing each one of those little girls in there, in that home. But he also needs to see the need that her goal in life is not to compete in the male arena. Her goal in life is to find out the unique gifts God has given her and then compete or complement the male arena. Mm-hmm. They're equally valuable, the man and the woman, but her goal in life is to learn relationship skills. Her goal in life is to see where God's taking her, and her goal in life is to embrace her gender and feel good about her gender. If I don't embrace my gender, it's when the world has an easy time of turning me or reorienting me as far as my gender is concerned. And so we want her to be proud to be a girl and not have to get dad's attention only by doing boy things. Mm-hmm. Not that those are boy things. And, you know, I've never been hunting. I'm quite confident Rosemary's never been hunting. but I think that's cool for a dad to take his daughter hunting. I think that's absolutely awesome if that's what she enjoys doing. We're having a clay shooting tournament here at Sheridan House, actually up in Jupiter at a gorgeous place. And I've been surprised that some women have signed up for this tournament.
Well,
I've been surprised when we took some staff up to get a sense of it. And two of the women that went up there, one was done, and Amy Evans can't wait to get back and shoot that gun again, that shotgun. So it's just different.
Right.
And Amy was very, 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 very close to her dad.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have then these events or sometimes where we kind of want to set the table and say, okay, we are all equal here. But then you're talking about it is so different, though, raising boys and girls. What is the difference then between the mother and the father in raising the girl?
Well, I think when we're raising girls and there's a two-parent home, there's a lot of differences in the roles we play. There's a lot of differences in the lifting up of the girl. I had to teach my children there were no such thing as gendered chores, which everybody doesn't want to teach that. I know different ethnic groups have gendered chores, and because I'm a mutt, I'm a mixture of all that. I mean, I claim to be German, but I'm a mixture of so many different things. There were just no gendered chores. I mean, you did the dishes. In the children's homes at Sheridan House, those house moms never touch a dish, never mop a floor, never vacuum. The boys are there serving mom. And I think having a daughter, I want her to come to understand she's a valuable part of the team because she's a girl. She's not there to do the laundry for everybody else and that everybody carries their weight. And I want her to feel good about being a girl, not wondering why, oh, is it because I'm a girl that I have to do these chores and he doesn't have to do anything. He just sits and watches the game. Mm-hmm. You're preparing her and you're training her, but you're also giving giving her an opportunity to see how she should expect to be treated. If she doesn't see how she should expect to be treated, then how will she recognize when she's being poorly treated? Mm-hmm. We want to set the table for that with her. And dad plays a huge part in that. But I think mom is probably the instructor of dad. I would never have dated Tori if it wasn't for Rosemary. You know, Rosemary was the one that was big on saying, I think her first dates should be with her dad. I mean, I think starting at 12, you guys need to find a once a month or whatever and go out to eat, just the two of you.
Now, you've mentioned many times before that she's the barbarian type, though, your daughter. So were there any times, though, sometimes you have that strong-willed daughter and you're just like,
Why am I out here?
Why did God give me?
No, there were times when I wonder, this is supposed to be pleasurable here at dinner right now. And we made a mistake of doing dinner we would alternate choosing places. And I would choose a restaurant and Tori would choose going to the mall, to the patio at the mall and eating all these different things and which was whatever. And then we would be walking by stores at 12 years old. My daughter would be saying, can I have that? Would you get me that? And the battles would ensue. And she learned early on that no means no. But I think I had to learn to be with this child who really is very similar to me, just a female, mm-hmm. in her barbarianness of bringing it on. So that I had to learn what the goal was. And the goal was not to go out on a date. The goal was to enhance our personal relationship with each other. Mm-hmm. And so I had to learn to listen rather than lecture and try to make light of our little altercations.
Mm-hmm. It's just funny, though, because you're talking about this relationship building with your daughter. And you think that to build relationship, you have to do things, you have to teach things. And yet you're then saying, hold on, it's not so much the lecturing, it's the listening. So this is like a passive type of...
It's all the above. I mean, yes, I set the boundaries and yes, she may ask to do things she can't do. But there's also the statement that, yes, you're worth me listening to. Mm-hmm. It's worth it for me to make eye contact and listen to you. I mean, think about it. Somebody else's kids come up to you in church and ask you a question and you get down at eye level and you listen to them. It's your kids and they could be screaming at you and you don't hear them and they're pulling on the side of your shirt. Dad, 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 dad. And yet our kids aren't worth, we're telling them they're not worth the moment of listening. And a father who shoots basketball out front with his son all the time, but it's not quite sure, you know, what to do with her. He's got to find the what to do with her. And it might be out front shooting basketball with her. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. But what is her like? It was easier to find Roby's like kicking a soccer ball, shooting a basketball. I had to pursue finding what her like is without her having to say, if I want dad's attention, I got to do boy things. Mm-hmm. Rather than, what would you like to do? Where would you like to go? How would you like to spend some time together? And, you know, that meant, you know, going to a ballet or whatever it was. It mm-hmm. just meant things that would I ordinarily go? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But looking for those times where we could develop the father-daughter relationship. And you don't develop a relationship with rules. You facilitate a relationship with rules because if there's no rules, we're arguing all the time. Mm-hmm. And so when you have rules, that's the boundary on the field. But then you can jump on the field and have a great game. I mean, then you can have fun. Mm-hmm. And it's not that they're not going to step out of bounds. They will. And you throw the flag and get back in bounds and basically have a good time together. If I don't have the rules that you mentioned, it's not a passive relationship. If I don't have the rules, we'll never get along. We'll never want to go anywhere. I'll never want to take her anywhere. So it's really important that once the rules are set, and unfortunately, this is where most parents miss it, they establish the rules, give the child goals of great grades and excel, and that's it. And the child goes without a relationship. And this little girl goes without a relationship with her dad. And little wonder she has a boyfriend at 12, whether her parents know it or not. So it's real important. She desperately needs dad and she desperately needs a touch from dad. And I think we've gone through a time where we haven't embraced the differences between the genders. And we've come back out the other end where we're now allowed to embrace that it's every bit as valuable to be male as it is to be female. And we're just different and we're different by design. And I want my daughter wanted my daughter to feel good about that and feel good about being a female, feel good about her relationship with her dad, because we're training and raising them to be marriageable. So mm-hmm. we've got to help them understand how to interact with the other gender.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we're going to continue more on this topic of fathers and daughters and give you some more tips and mindsets to help you as a dad or as a parent also in raising your daughter. If you want to hear this program again, you can listen to it online at parentingtoday.org. Even share it with your husband or someone else who would benefit from the program. That's parentingtoday.org. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, the boys' homes, girls' homes, and other resources that you can purchase that will support the ministry, that's online at shfm.org. We hope you'll join us tomorrow for another edition of Parenting Today.